Welcome to Vidyana FM's 5 Question With interview series. Today we will be interviewing a very special friend of our organization and someone who has inspired a lot of our current projects. Meet Rakesh Rajani, currently the head of Twaweza, which aims to facilitate large-scale citizen-driven change in Tanzania and Greater East Africa. Before founding Twaweza, Rakesh initiated and ran Haki Elimu, a group focused on democratizing education in Tanzania for more than 6 years. In general, Rakesh's experience is extensive in the East African development sphere, ranging from progressive and community-driven media and telecommunications campaigns to the assessment of learning across public schools. It is therefore with deep enthusiasm and interest that we at Vidyana FM are taking this opportunity to interview Rakesh. Rakesh, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Alamin. It's a great joy to be here.
We can read and hear about your commitments, but we are curious about what motivates you. Why do you want to look into often sticky and long unresolved issues in Tanzania's development?
Well, I think it's pretty simple. I mean, things need to be done. You work on them. You know, I think what else does one do with your life other than work on the things that are important and are worthwhile? I wake up in the morning and I'm excited about working on those things. You go to bed and you feel a little tired, but you have a sense of fulfillment. Every day I get 5, 10 affirmations, people calling, sending emails, engagements you have, a sense of difference you've made, a sense of how what you've done has been used by others to make a difference. And that's, you know, that's a good life. I don't know what else to do, because it seems otherwise you'd have a boring life, you know, a shallow life. So it's the only life I know how to live, at least for now, and it's very fulfilling, and it gives you the privilege of engaging with others, working on issues that really matter, and in the process I meet some very, very interesting, powerful people like yourself.
Yeah. Vidyana FM was at a media and accountability forum today morning in Dar es Salaam, organized by the Tanzania Media Fund, where we learned that citizens and journalists may not always agree. At the same time, Vidyana FM has received a number of reports from Twaweza that have helped bring public misconceptions on government spending and education to light. Do you think that we, that is, those Tanzanian-based organizations involved with new media, are reaching everyone we need to reach? In other words, do you think we could do better?
Well, the answer is yes to all your questions. I think you are reaching people. I think you're going to increasingly reach more people as social media becomes more available and when we get used to it. And sure, you can do better. So I hope you will keep being dissatisfied with yourselves, because that's what will keep you on your edge. And look, you know, at the moment, I don't have the numbers, but I think the access to social media and the users of social media are still limited, but it's growing very fast. And certainly compared to many other things, physical meetings, newspapers, I think social media has very wide reach. Particularly Facebook seems to have a way of growing very fast. So I think you should feel good about what you're doing, but keep asking yourself, you know, who are we reaching? Are we speaking to people's concerns? Are we creating kind of feedback loops? And I think the way you'll know is based on the feedback you get, and how, you know, whether things go viral or not, whether people are looking at these things or not. My feeling is that these are early days, and in a few years, maybe 2, maybe 3, possibly earlier, we're going to have a breakthrough, at which point social media is going to become incredibly powerful, in some ways perhaps more powerful than many other things we have. So keep at it, because you are on the cusp of something that is already and is going to become increasingly more powerful.
Twaweza has been trying to work with multiple modes of media. Why build such partnerships with media groups? In other words, how is this different from, say, starting your own school of thought or even your own media house?
Well, starting your own media house is no joke. Maybe I don't have the capacity to do that, but if you start your own thing, you have 100 headaches. You have to worry about many, many, many things. And our problem in Tanzania is that we have media houses, but they lack quality content. We have media houses, but the level of interaction with citizens is still limited. So instead of trying to create one more thing, which probably will not have the financial and the physical and the human resources to do a good job, why not just take what's out there, what's existing, and try to do a better job out of that? So I think that's, you know, those are two main reasons. In order to avoid the huge startup and the headaches of maintaining an organization, and two, to kind of add value to what already exists. But there are also other points. I think there's much more scope for media ecology in Tanzania, so that, for instance, imagine if there was an internet-based newspaper, which could also then provide content for existing newspapers, existing radio. Imagine in Uganda, for example, there is something called the Uganda Radio Network, where a small group of but well-trained, dedicated journalists create content like Reuters does or Associated Press does, and then it is carried by many, many others, something like over 60 FM radio stations in Uganda. That's an initiative that we at Twaweza support. I think we could do with something like that in Tanzania. So instead of competing with what's already there by creating the 29th radio station or the 15th newspaper, I think it's much more worthwhile to say, how could we add value to what already exists out there and create a more of a media synergy and media ecology out there?